now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good morning, everybody. Great to be here with you on this nice sunny day. And of course, it's always nice when I have some company. One of my favorite buds is here, Vicki Sanders from Saanich Council. How are you, Vicki?
I'm great. Thank you, Patty.
Very good. And we have a big show ahead of us. Are you excited?
I'm excited. I'm really excited.
Good stuff. And of course, off the top, we're going to talk about money, which...
I'm excited.
Very emotional, too, can it be? Karen Eby's going to join us later talking about dogs, dog training, and she's also a dog breeder. Of course, Vicki's going to update us on Saanich Council and all the things going on in Saanich. Dennis is going to talk about the Victoria Bridal Fair tomorrow. Lots going on in town this weekend. And off the top, we're going to talk to Karen Mizgala and Sheila Walkington. They have a new book out called Unstuck, How to Get Out of Your Money Rut and Start Living the Life You Want. Welcome to the show, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, I love the title of your book, Unstuck, because, you know, we need food to live and we also need money. And, you know, we get into relationships sometimes, and I'm sure you found this, Vicki, when you got married. You think you know someone, but money is so important and it can really be emotional and can tear families apart and relationships apart. So you have tips in this book, but also about the unstuck part and maybe talking about money.
Yeah, absolutely. Money is such a touchy topic, right? And we each have our own values and expectations around money. And when, we partner with somebody as well, we each bring different stories and needs, wants, and desires. And merging money can be quite the challenge for many people. And either they go headlong into it and try to make a plan, or they tend to ignore it and not talk about it, which can cause a lot of stress and problems.
So you think, just like we get maybe marriage counseling before, that money counseling should be part of it, that you kind of talk about your money style? Because when I grew up, a lot of parents, and Vicki, did you have the same thing? They didn't talk about money. Like, you didn't really know. It wasn't really a subject where it was divulged, even though really you probably should.
That's true. We were supposed to look after it, but I didn't know how that was, like, you were supposed to get pregnant, but we didn't know how that happened.
And Karen and Sheila, we go to school, but we don't learn about money.
That's for sure. It's one of those big challenges that, money is such a big part of our life, yet we're expected to just know about it and understand it by osmosis. We don't learn about it in school, as you say. Typically, our parents don't talk about it. Often they argue about it. We don't learn from good role models. And so we're often left around devices. And then we get into a relationship. I don't talk about money. He doesn't talk about money. We both have baggage, and yet we're expected to get along in this realm.
Vicki, one second. I will update you after the show. It just sort of dawned on me what you said. I'll tell you how you get pregnant, just in case you don't know. Karen and Sheila, tell me a little bit about your background, because you have extensive backgrounds. Tell us about that.
Sure. It's Sheila here. I have a degree in business and my certified financial planning designation. And both Karen and I started out in the financial world, either in the bank, well, in the banks, and then we moved to more traditional financial planning role at a big financial company downtown. And, just learned what people are struggling with their finances, how they're blocked when it comes to moving ahead with their finances. So we found all that experience was great to bring to our new company and for this book as well.
And what do you say to couples that, I know lots of couples that one manages the money and the other one has no idea what's going on. Is it important, to both know about the passwords and how to log on and what's in your bank accounts? Because it's really true that a lot of people prefer it that way. And they keep their heads buried.
Absolutely. And I think one of the most important things is to make sure, first and foremost, that you're having dialogue and conversations around money with your partner. And to really first talk about what your goals and objectives are in your life and how that relates to money. Often people will just be completely silent on this realm. They're worried that if they bring up what could be a touchy topic, that it's just going to inflame the other person and the relationship is going to be compromised. So I think the most important thing is that conversation happens. The specifics of who actually manages the day-to-day finances, you know, can be delegated to the person that is a little bit more comfortable in that domain. But what you want to make sure is that you're not abdicating responsibility to the other person, that you know what your what your money situation is and what you're trying to do as a couple together.
And what's the best advice parents can give to their kids to keep them on a better track than maybe they had growing up?
Good question. I think the best thing parents can do for their children is to talk about money as a family and to give them some good tools and resources about money. So it starts from a very young age. Kids are very aware of money, you know, from early on, maybe even age 3 and 4. So the more you talk about money from the beginning, the better they will be comfortable with money and in the future. So I think having great conversations about, you know, what can they afford as a family, what's important, what are our values when it comes to money, and also giving them practice, right? An allowance is usually helpful. Give them some idea on how to create a budget or balance a checkbook the old-fashioned way, and, you know, how credit cards work and how they might get us in trouble. And then, of course, you know, to always be saving and planning ahead for the future as well. And I think that you can never start those lessons too soon with kids.
And, you know, our generation has grown up, maybe our parents really struggled. And I think you see this, Vicky, with, you know, they saved, and then our generation comes along and wants everything, and they have to have it now. And go into debt. What is the best part about emotional financial freedom that many of us don't know about? What is that feeling and what does it do for you?
Well, it's incredible what we hear from our clients once they do finally get a handle and a grip on their money, when they have money saved for a vacation, when they know that they're on track for retirement because we've crunched the numbers and determined what they need to be putting into their RSP now. The sense of relief and the sense of accomplishment and the sense of not having to wake up in the middle of the night worrying about money, not arguing it with their partners any longer, it's huge. I mean, we've heard from clients that their lives are completely transformed when they get a handle on their money and they've got a plan, they know what their goals are, and they're taking steps and action steps to move towards those goals. So it can be really life-transforming and exciting.
You know, it's weird because we go see someone if we're, have emotional problems, but we don't think of a money coach because I think it's like our weight. We like to lie about it. You know, you go skiing, you always lie about, what's that weight? 5 pounds less, 10 pounds less. And same with your money. You kind of think, oh, I don't really want to fess up, right? You don't really want to have to say what you owe or how bad maybe you think you are at money.
Yeah, absolutely. I think a lot of people are struggling that they feel like they're not as far ahead as they should be. They're not in control of their finances. They're embarrassed. They're ashamed. They're just kind of afraid to kind of talk about it even, to admit it. But you know what? It's actually the most powerful thing people can do. And I'll tell you, when people come to my office, they come all like nervous and scared. And within an hour, we have them laughing and planning and dreaming about their future. And so, you know, just like a fitness coach, yeah, you're kind of, you know, afraid to have to work out or change your diet. But you know what? When you have the tips and tools and somebody there to help motivate you and give you the clear plan of what you need to do, suddenly life is, you know, you're not stressing about money. You're not stressing about your future. And you have really clear action steps on what you need to do. So I think, yes, people are worried about it, but the best thing they can do is to enlist some help and have somebody motivating, encouraging them to do the right thing.
I think we both, don't we need that, Vicky? We need a life coach, money coach, physical coach, training coach.
I think it's too late for me.
We're going to come back.
I'm working on my kids.
We're going to come back next and talk more about the book Unstuck.
When it rains, it pours. Or will it? We get it right with an accurate, up-to-the-minute forecast. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. Shop with confidence at Save On Foods during Dollar Days, where you'll find 10 items for $10. Price locked until March 14th. Pick and choose the items you want.
like 2-liter Coca-Cola products, more rewards price $1, extra lean cooked ham, $1 per 100 grams, or large number one grade field tomatoes, more rewards price $1 a pound. Save on foods, BC's very own since 1915.
Your best choice for selection and value in flooring is locally owned Camino Carpets and Flooring. You'll find everyday low prices and all stock in Camino's 7,000-square-foot warehouse. It's loaded with a great selection of laminate, engineered hardwood, vinyl, and tile, much more than just carpets. Whatever you need on your floors, Camino's seasoned sales staff and professional installers will save you time and money. Just call for a free estimate. Camino Carpets and Flooring. New location, new showroom, same great savings. 3950 Quadra Street across from Lumber World.
Tokyo, Paris, New York. World-class cities. You could have lived in one of them, but you chose Vancouver Island. Well done. Now that it's time to downsize, consider Hazelwood Crossing. A beautiful home for the rest of your life. Solid wood cabinetry, crown moldings, garage, granite countertops, elegant fireplace, starting at $389 and just a stone's throw from the Galloping Goose Trail. You've seen the world, but this is home. Hazelwood Crossing. Learn more at hazelwoodcrossing.com.
This is pressure in a steam engine. This is pressure in a volcano. This is pressure at Victoria Hyundai. Oh, right. There is none. At Victoria Hyundai, they don't do pressure, but they will greet you with a smile, say hello, and if you're interested, help you buy a car. Simple. So drop by Victoria Hyundai. You'll find nice human beings there and zero pressure. They're on Gorge Road East. And online at victoriahyundai.com.
Invisible, shape-shifting, jetpack-equipped escape artists. The octopuses are lurking. At the Shaw Ocean Discovery Center. New exhibit, Stay Alive. It's about the complex game of hide-and-seek and survival techniques of the creatures in the Salish Sea. Diversions, great escapes, the animal world does it all, and the octopus is the mastermind. The Shaw Ocean Discovery Center. If you've never been, what are you waiting for? Discover your ocean. See Stay Alive at the Shaw Ocean Discovery Center on the waterfront in Sydney.
We are back. On the phone, we have Kara Mazgala and Sheila Walkington. In the studio, Vicki Sanders is joining me. We're talking about the book Unstuck, How to Get Out of Your Money Rut and Start Living the Life You Want. Al, your book comes out this week, is that right?
We have a book launch this week in Vancouver and next week in Toronto.
And what's different about your book? I see it's a step-by-step money management system. Tell us some of the tips and those steps so that, you know, can help us today, but maybe if we want to buy the book down the road.
You bet. So the book is really divided into three sections. The first section being about the relationship to money, which is really what differentiates, I think, our book from a lot of the other books around there. We saw that even though well-paid, well-educated professionals were making good money, had great intentions, but they were still struggling with money. And so you know, some of those struggles really are around the relationship to money. So the first step is really to get clear about what you want, what role does money play in your life. And so there's exercises and tools to help you think through where you stand with money. The bulk of the book really is on sort of some of the classic tips around setting up systems, making a plan around your money. And then finally, it's taking action. Even if you've got good awareness about what your relationship is with money, you've got a plan, you get educated about money, but if you don't actually do something about it, if you don't take the steps, then you know, you're not going to really move yourself further ahead towards your goals. So the book really gives you a step-by-step with some worksheets and tools to really work through the process of financial self-awareness and creating a financial plan.
Vicki, you were saying about your grandson, so are you teaching him some of, I know you're really good with money and your mom taught you well.
Yes.
Are you trying to pass on some of that? He's 10?
Well, he's 10 now.
Yeah.
Well, I try. he says, tells me he has lots of money. So being a grandson, I can only influence him so much. But when we go shopping, he always says, what's the budget? And then we usually spend three times as much.
Well, what, you know what they say, used to say, I'm not sure about what your theory is, you know, save some, spend some, and give some away. Also, some people think the cash envelope system. Do you have a system like that?
We definitely encourage our clients to have a system, and we kind of base it on the envelope system. I think the envelope system's a little outdated now, so we've updated it to, like, virtual envelopes, so you have several accounts at your bank or your credit union, so you might have a travel account so that when every month you start saving for your travel or vacation fund, you might have a clothing account, you have, obviously, your retirement savings, but you also might have an account for groceries and spending, so you're kind of forced almost to stay within the plan, and here's the money I get to spend on clothes, here's the money I get to spend on dining out and groceries, here's the money that I'm planning and saving for the future, and here's the money that I can give away quite comfortably because I know everything else is taken care of. So when you're making a donation, it's coming from your gift account or your give account. And so having a clear plan and a clear system to stick to the plan is really, really key, and that's, I think, the part that a lot of people miss, is that they create a budget, but then they have no idea how to implement. So that's where we really specialize, is having on every payday, this is exactly what I do and exactly how much I get to spend. And the reason I'm going to stay on track is because of that bigger picture. We want to go on holiday. We want to provide education for our children. We want to buy a house, or we want to retire at 58 with a home on the waterfront. Whatever it is that you want,
sounds
create
good.
A system.
I like it. Oh,
exactly. See, it's about creating the life you want and then taking the steps to get there.
Right. And these virtual accounts, I guess once you set it up, it's pretty easy. And if we don't see the money, that's half the battle, right? If
Absolutely.
We're dealing with it, then it's gone. Or if it's just in that one account.
Yes.
But
yeah,
when we
exactly.
see it grow.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know what the thing that I find is that when you have money in your travel account, it's like, wow, we get to go on a vacation, and we're not likely to take out money from our vacation account to go for dinner or to buy a new sweater, right? Because it's safe and sound in that fun account. So there's value in naming your accounts and really being clear on what the money's for.
And whereabouts is your book available, Sheila?
The book's available on Amazon.com or .ca, so you can order it online. Or you can contact one of our coaches or us at Money Coaches Canada.
Yeah, on your website, you've got lots of great tips, right, with the Money Coaches. There's a blog, and you have a meetup Monday, is it?
Money Mondays.
Money Monday.
That's right. Yeah, the last Monday of the month is Money Monday, so free talk for people to come out and kind of get to know us and get some free tips.
Do you like the world of money? Is it a fun environment? Because a lot of people would think, oh, that's the worst. My daughter's going into business. Is it a fun thing to work with people's money and to help them out?
It's really fulfilling to be able to see the transformations and the changes from people's fear and anxiety around money to thinking, hey, this is actually fun. We have clients and students in some of our classes come in all stressed and think that there's the last thing that they ever wanted to do was to get to the class, but they felt that they really needed to come and see us as a coach or come to a class and thought that it was going to be dull and boring, and they are very pleasantly surprised that actually it can be fun, that once you cross through that barrier of thinking that money is scary and it's all about statistics and numbers, and so many people say, oh, I'm just not good at numbers. But once you overcome that hurdle and realize that it's just a tool to help support you to live the kind of life that you want, and if it's spoken in terms that are understandable and are clear and relate to your life, then all of a sudden it opens up a whole new world that can be a lot of fun.
Now, Vicki, with retirement, you know, you're not retired. Dennis is retired. Did you plan for that for a long time, or is that something that just happened, or were you really involved
in it? I think we were both have always been good with money, so I used the envelope system, and we did plan ahead, so yes. But it's always a surprise when it comes.
And has it worked out okay? Like, is it whatever you had thought, like money-wise and everything, is it working out?
It's working out fine. I think the whole way we invest in things now has changed so much. There isn't quite the same control for individuals. So it's a little bit different, but it works out fine. But you do have to plan ahead, and you have to start when you're very young.
I know. I remember my dad had someone come in and talk to me when I was really young and said, if you put away this amount of money right now, by the time you're this age, you'll have, I don't even know, it was tons. But it just was like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, but believe me, it does work.
I know. So, you know, people don't know that formula for retirement, and I know it changes for everybody. But what are some of the basics people should know if they're, you know, 30, 40 years old right now, or even if they're in their 50s to get ready for retirement?
Well, one of the most important things is to look at how you're spending today, and so that you have a good handle on today's, today's expenses, and that'll give you some sense of what you are likely to be spending in the future. And there's lots of different calculators on bank and credit union websites to at least give you a rough idea of what your needs are going to be based on, what you currently have and what you may expect from pension plans and what you have in your RSPs. So it's good to just even do a thumbnail calculation. Often, you can speak to your bank or your financial planner. Of course, the money coach will help crunch those numbers. So, it is going to be different for everyone, but the most important thing is to just be ready to engage in the dialogue and the conversation and to take a step to thinking and planning for the future. Certainly if you can maximize your RSPs, that's terrific, but that's not always possible for everybody and not always the best technique. So it really is something where I encourage people to, if they're 5 years or sooner to retirement, that it probably is time to sit down and chat with a retirement specialist to really create a plan for you or help you create a plan for yourself.
Now, RSPs, I know Vicki, in our day, when they started like really upselling RSPs, you got to get lots. Now you kind of hear this advice where maybe you could have too many because at the end of the day, you've got to cash them out and then you do pay tax on them. What is your feeling on RSPs?
I still think that RSPs are a good investment for most Canadians. I don't think that it makes sense to have RSPs spread all over a whole bunch of different financial institutions. So
okay,
usually one or maximum two RSP accounts at different institutions. It depends on what your tax situation is. Now we have a new program called the Tax-Free Savings Account system that can also be useful as a savings tool for the future. And so for some people, the tax-free savings account might be better if their incomes are lower. But for most people, if you're earning, $60,000+, an RSP can be still a very good investment because you get a tax break now. And usually people are in a lower tax bracket in retirement. So when they take the money out, even though if they're taxed on an RSP in the future, they still get a benefit of deferring the tax until a later date.
I always like those, those advice, Vicki, you hear from people saying, and get that tax refund and put it down your mortgage. Yeah, right. You mean put it down on that trip to Mexico.
Yeah, exactly. I think with the RSPs is what they have to be careful of, that if you're in a situation where you are going to have more money in retirement, and I know people find that odd to say that. They're in a higher income bracket, and then they end up paying more on that money than if they'd taken it when they were in a lower income bracket.
So maybe take some out before?
Yes, or judge whether they should be contributing at all.
And
what
this
do you
is really the
that?
Planning piece.
Mm. Yeah, so the part of the planning piece.
Okay, so how people get hold of you again, Karen and Sheila?
MoneyCoachesCanada.ca is our website, and we're located in Vancouver, but we have offices and coaches all across the country, and we can work virtually or in person, so MoneyCoachesCanada.ca.
And, of course, the book is Unstuck coming out this week. Congratulations on your book. It sounds like a good one.
Great. Thanks so much.
Talk to you soon. When we come back, we'll talk to Karen Eby about dogs.
Get your sweetheart diamonds, rubies, sapphires, and more during the Clock Castle Sweetheart Sale. Husqvarna's gems from only $2.99 will really put a sparkle in their eye. Now Sweetheart Sale priced with 0% financing for up to 36 months. The Clock Castle is Victoria's exclusive supplier of Swedish design Husqvarna gems.
The Clock Castle, Victoria's one-stop sewing and quilt shop on Gold Stream in beautiful downtown Langford. And ClockCastle.com, open 7 days a week.
Ready, set,
go!
The Amazing Race is back on CTV tomorrow. 11 new teams, 5 continents.
You are team number one!
And a twist.
You have won the Express Pass.
Guaranteed to be a game changer. Plus, 3 teams quit.
I'm just so tired.
Before the first episode ends.
So disappointing.
With more get up and
go
than any other show. An all-new season of CTV's The Amazing Race starts tomorrow at 8.
This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Good morning. I'm Ted Jenner with a CFAX 1070 news update. A 27-year-old man has been charged with killing his father in Nanaimo, B.C. The RCMP say Aaron Roger Harvey is accused of second-degree murder in the death of 69-year-old Roger Harvey. The victim was found in an apartment the father and son had shared for several years. Constable Gary O'Brien says the father suffered injuries and died in the apartment, but the exact cause of his death has not been determined. He says an autopsy will be conducted on Monday. Sooke RCMP are asking for help as they investigate cases of sexual assault against children. 73-year-old Robert Derrick, also known in the community as Bonsai Bob, is charged in two cases of sexual assault. The charges follow incidents at the Sooke pothole area in September of last year and involve boys aged 12 and 13 years old. The RCMP believe there may be more victims and say they're looking for more information about offenses which may have occurred over the past 20 years. Police would like to hear about any similar incidents involving youth, particularly boys. The Prime Minister's cabinet is down by one after the resignation of John Duncan, who resigned as Aboriginal Affairs Minister. He's resigning because he contacted a tax court judge on behalf of a constituent back in 2011. Duncan says he now realizes it was not the right thing to do. A dolphin entangled in a discarded fishing net line has been freed. Lifeguards and SeaWorld specialists used a pole to gather the 15 to 30 meter line and then snipped it around the dolphin's dorsal fin in an hour-long rescue effort off the coast of San Diego. Once freed, video shot from a news helicopter shows the mammal swimming to other dolphins that had remained in the area. An Afghan president, Hamid Karzai, says he will issue a decree banning Afghan security forces from asking international troops to carry out airstrikes under, quote, any circumstances. Today's announcement comes amid anger over a joint Afghan-NATO operation this week that Afghan officials say killed 11 civilians in the northeast Kunar province. The dead include women and children. After the news at 11, we called the Andrew residence and did not get a correct answer to our newsmaker question. So after the news at 12, our prize will be $265, brought to you by the Renaissance Retirement Residence. Come experience the art of living well. A quick look at CFAX 1070 weather for Greater Victoria. Today, mainly cloudy, 40% chance of some showers and wind, a high of 9. Tonight, cloudy, 60% chance of showers with some wind, low of 0. And Sunday, a mix of sun and cloud, 30% chance of showers late in the evening with a high of 7. Currently in downtown Victoria, it's overcast and 6 degrees. I'm Ted Jenner. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. It's 11:33.
Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
We are back in the studio with Vicki Sanders, who's a Sandwich counselor. On the phone is Karen Eby. Karen Eby is someone I've known for a long time. She's a Victoria gal, and she lives in Olympia, Washington now. She's a breeder. She's a trainer. She loves dogs, and she knows them well. How are you, Karen?
Fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Now, tell me the name of your kennel.
Perdrie.
Karen is French-Canadian. Perdrie. Say your accent, Karen. I'm sure it's even...
Perdrie.
There you go. Now, you have a love of English Cocker Spaniels. How did you, get to be with that breed and love it so much?
Well, my husband at the time had a Golden Retriever, which I had gotten for him. Loved the breed. It was a bigger breed. But so he decided that... Seeing that I love that breed, we love that breed so well, the English Cocker was the next best thing, being that the average weight on the females is about 23 to 25 pounds, and on the males about 28 to 32 pounds. So
they were mid-size.
Yeah, exactly. And temperament is the same. They're actually a very wonderful dog, not very common.
No, they're not. Have you seen them, Vicki, before? English Cocker Spaniels?
Aren't they just a Cocker Spaniel?
No, Cocker Spaniels are the little guys. English ones, sort of describe what they look like, Karen.
They're like most people think I've got Springer Spaniels.
Oh, I know what they are.
Most people know what Springers are, but ours are smaller, and ours come in a variety of colors that the Springers do not. So that's a big sort of, you know. And everywhere else in the world, they call English Cockers Cocker Spaniels because they don't know the American Cocker. So
now, down in the States, you do a lot of stuff down there, a lot of training, and your dogs are everywhere. You have dogs in Victoria, too, do you, the ones that you've bred?
Yes, I have some on Salt Spring. I have them in Oregon, Washington. I'm a breeder since 14 years I've been a breeder, and I've been in the breed since 88. So
Vicky's just looking up pictures and going, aw.
Well, I just had a professional photographer come over and take a picture of me and six out of the seven dogs, and it took 5 minutes, me in the middle of them, and them all looking and sitting forward. And she looked at me and she said, "How do you do that?" And I went, I better be able to. I'm a dog trainer.
I know, and you're pretty incredible because I know you've been over and helped our dogs, neighbors' dogs, and it's really our thing, right? As an owner, they pick up on our vibrations if we're walking them, our emotions, and also we sometimes tend to teach them like children and let them get away with too much.
You shouldn't teach them as children. They're not children.
Oh, yeah.
But I say, though, you know, I also do say to people, when I come over to train with you and your dogs, 80% I'm training you. 20% is the dog. The dog is always willing to learn what you want to teach because they want their end-all, be-all in this world is to please you. Mm. So, you know, I always give that caveat, you know.
That's very true. You know, we have Sophie, who's 10 now, the Airedale. We got a rescue dog, Karen, Taco, who is a Chihuahua Italian Greyhound mix. Picture that, if you will.
Oh, my goodness. And
it's really a cute dog. It's had a few, hardships in life, so we kind of tend to spoil it, but I suppose we're not doing her any favors, but we do kind of treat her like a baby, I must admit, especially with her size.
Yeah.
You pick them up and you carry them. There's nothing wrong with that as long as you always know that you're the trainer and the dog is there to please you. I find that people that have trouble with their dogs most often is it's their issues. It's not the dog's issues. So it's to me, it's very interesting. I've been training dogs for 30 years, and I guess that's why I love it so much. It's my passion to make sure that people are able to interact with their dogs in a way that's, you know, pleasing to the family as well. Like tomorrow, as a matter of fact, I've got a prosecutor coming over here with a lab that's aggressive. Unfortunately, these days, I see more of that than I would really like to. I think if people started training dogs immediately, either when they're brought in the family or as puppies, we wouldn't have so much of this. So
yeah, and you see that, Karen. You go to off-leash parks or, you know, different parks and people, this dog's vicious or whatever. It's it's kind of scary, right, when you don't know how a dog's going to behave and they don't seem to care.
Yeah. Well, a lot of my trainer friends, and myself included, I will never take my dog to an off-leash park because more often than not, somebody will come up and say, "Oh, my dog is fine," and the next thing you know, which dog is the problem? Their dog, you know. And I've seen too many injuries, you know, with those, so I'm always cautious.
I think a lot of people go there, though, Karen, because they have problems with a leash with their dog. So what are some good tips for walking with your dog if they're, you know, bark at everybody or they try and pull on the leash?
Here's a great one, and it's not difficult. You always sense when your dog is tensing up prior to starting barking prior to the aggressive, you know, stance. Yeah. And what I do with my clients is I tell them, as soon as you start seeing anything that you suspect is that behavior, turn around and walk in the other direction. Every single time, I tell people, because if you miss one time, you have to redo it 10 more times to get back to where you're at. So every single time the dog does that, you turn around, walk in the opposite direction, and get your dog's attention. Normally, I'll bring a treat that they don't normally get except for that. Chicken is a great one, you know. Mm-hmm. So you can carry it in a fanny pack, in a plastic bag. It doesn't matter. Just have it so you can get your dog's attention. First of all, turn around, walk in the opposite direction. Even if the dog is pulling backwards, you keep on going. So what you're telling the dog is every time that you do this behavior, this is going to happen. You're not going to be rewarded with that behavior because to them that's their reward, doing that, you know.
And you go back the other direction again or just keep going?
Exactly, exactly. Okay. And if it starts again, turn around and walk. You want the dog completely settled down before you turn back around.
And can you teach an old dog new tricks?
Absolutely. The oldest dog I taught, as a matter of fact, was a Chihuahua mix. And I went over to the household. I was training two of the other dogs. And they said, oh, don't worry about this dog. It'll never do anything. Well, I showed them that it could be done. They were shocked. So, yes, you can. My husband's first dog was an 11.5-year-old lab mix that had many bad habits. And she was great by the time, you know, I got finished training her. She was a wonderful dog.
We'll be back in a couple of minutes with Karen talking more about dogs.
Rain, sun, snow. We get it right with an accurate forecast. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Saffron Window Fashions.
Hi, it's Wesley for CFAX 1070. I'm downtown in Market Square today, just strolling through the booths of Victoria's Winter Farmers Market. If you haven't been to our farmers market before and you're looking for a place to buy locally grown food, well, you can find local farmers, fishers, butchers, cheesemakers, bakers, and much, much more down here in Market Square. They're open till 3 p.m. today, but if you can't make it down, they'll be back Saturday, March 2nd. And speaking of locally grown food, Victoria's annual Seed and Garden Show is back today at the Victoria Conference Center. If you're just new to backyard gardening or you're wondering where to get seeds or you're just interested in learning, well, all the master gardeners are here along with exhibitors and local chefs. Come check it out. It's happening at the Victoria Conference Center till 4 p.m. And that's your community connection brought to you by Saffron Windows, Fashion, and Drapery, and Blinds on CFAX 1070.
For more than 20 years, First Response Glass has been repairing and replacing auto glass, windows, and more. And now they're proud to announce the opening of their second location in the West Shore. First Response Glass is now open on Van Isle Way off Jacqueline Road in Langford. Whether it's auto glass with a free courtesy car and wiper blades, commercial glass with their 24-hour emergency service, or their outstanding residential service, they're now open in Langford to serve you even better. Hassle-free. First Response Glass fixes it.
It's the first sitting of the legislature in months, and the budget comes down Tuesday afternoon. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070, has comprehensive coverage and in-depth analysis on how it will affect you. Ryan Price has live reports from the lockup, and Frank Stanford and Terry Moore will discuss what the numbers mean to you with their panel of experts. Listen for live coverage Tuesday afternoon of Budget 2013 on Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
We are back in the studio, Vicki Sanders, on the phone, Karen Eby, who is from Pairdray Kennels, and she's a breeder and a trainer. Vicki, in the break, you were talking about your daughter's dog, who's lovely, but has a few issues. Do you want to tell Karen what they are? Because I know Karen is also does nose testing and hunting dogs, and so tell us about the dog.
Well, he's 2 years old. He's a cross between a Great Pyrenees and a Mountain Cur, and he's turned into a great dog. She's taken him for training, but he just doesn't come uncalled, but it's the hunting instinct. And so she says he'll come uncalled until some geese or ducks are on the pond, and he's gone.
Oh, okay. I train hunting dogs. I'm one of the top spaniel hunt test judges down here. And at the levels that I get to, which is master hunter, I own the first two female master hunters in our breed. Your dog has to sit when it flushes a bird and stay until your command, okay? So we hunt every fall. Here's something that happened to me just a year and a half ago. We were out hunting, and mother and daughter were hunting in front of us, my husband and I. All of a sudden, a rabbit cut across. We're hunting grouse. They both take off. I blew my whistle, And I will tell you, my husband looked at me and he went, oh, we'll see how good our recall is. And within 15 seconds, they were both back to me.
Wow.
Okay?
Wow.
Now, you want to know how to do that?
Yeah, well, I don't want to, but my daughter, her husband sure would like to.
I will tell you, what you need to do is on recall. I love using a whistle. I sell these whistles I get from England, but it's not absolutely necessary on a recall. What you do is you grab something, again, a treat that's high-value treat that the dog only gets for recall. Okay? You start in the house when you can't see the dog. You call the dog to you, and you reward with that treat. And you have to remember, people have to remember, when you call your dog, even if the dog has been running for 2 hours and you call and the dog comes, there is no corrections there. The dog gets rewarded for come, okay? And then what I do is I'll quietly put them in their kennel for, which is not a bad place. They love their kennel. Just to think about it for a few minutes and let them out again. So always, always have that, have a reward with you. Okay. And, I mean, you can go to the extent of having so much reward at your feet that the dog knows it's a big party when they come back. and as long as they always know that you will be happy and you will have a special treat for them, I guarantee you. I mean, those dogs...
I operate that way, too.
Yeah.
If I got a treat, I work well. And I just quickly, Karen, before we go here, National Association of Scent Work. You do the scent work. I kind of looked up the website. That's kind of interesting stuff.
It is super interesting, and we work it. The reason they started it, it's people who have drug-sniffing, bomb-sniffing dogs that started it. They wanted to do something for shelter dogs that never get to do anything, and it's all started with food and boxes, and it's tons and tons of fun, and it's based on the dog having fun. And the big thing is, it's for you to have fun with your dog. And I'm heading to Iowa next weekend for the second session to become a certified nose work instructor. I've been extremely successful. There's trials now available to do. You don't have to do the trials, but if you're so inclined, it's great fun. I've gotten 4 titles in a few months on 3 dogs. So it's just absolutely, I mean, I've got 2 4-H kids in one of my classes, and I love watching them have fun with their dogs.
Yeah, what a great passion you have. And speaking of passion, I know you've lost a dog last year. What do you tell people that go through, you know, they don't want to get a dog? Because sometimes you get so attached
loss
of them.
No.
How do you deal with the loss of your pet?
I always, you know, if you're thinking when a dog gets older, to get another dog, I always say yes, go right ahead, because the older dog oftentimes will train, hopefully doesn't have bad
That's
habits.
What ours has done, train the younger one.
They train the younger one, and it adds months, sometimes years to their life. I mean, we put away, our dog that we put down was almost 18 years old,
wow.
Which is absolutely unheard of, you know, in our breed. I mean, there's only one other dog that I've heard that was that long. The other thing I will tell people, when you're grieving, what you need to remember, and it's the same for when you lose a person, the memories, the pictures that you have, enjoy those, look at those. And the other thing that I started telling people is look at your dog's bucket list. Did they accomplish their bucket list?
No.
Think of all the things and think of the sharing you got to do in their bucket list.
That's so cool.
You know, then you think of all the joys of having an animal.
Yes, absolutely. You know? Karen, if people want to get a hold of you, how do they do that if they want to know more about the training, the breed, or some of the products you have?
They can reach me at thecaninetutor@hotmail.com, and that is the T-H-E, the letter K, the number 9, T as in Tom, U, T as in Tom, O-R, at hotmail.com. Or they can also, if they want to see any of my products, I sell leashes all over the world, made in the U.S., harnesses made in the U.S., and if they go do a Google search for eBay store Spaniel Supplies, they will come up with my store.
Excellent, Karen. Nice to talk to you. I hope you have a great day, and enjoy those dogs.
And happy sniffing, as we say.
Happy sniffing. Say hi to your husband. Talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks.
Back in a minute with Vicki.
Hey, what you doing for lunch?
A bucket of balls.
Get active at Highland Pacific Golf. Even if the weather's not perfect, Highland Pacific's covered heated driving range is the place to keep your swing in shape or play around on the best winter course in Victoria. Yes, you still get roll on the fairways, even in wet weather.
My swing's improving.
Hit a bucket, grab a burger at Highland Pacific Golf, Victoria's award-winning driving range and newest public 18-hole golf course. Close to town, just past Victoria General Hospital. Check it out at highlandpacificgolf.com.
This music by Satie, simple yet so evocative, is the perfect metaphor for ballet. In the best ballet, a dancer's ability to draw you into her world is magical. February 22nd and 23rd at the Royal Theater, Dance Victoria presents Seattle's Pacific Northwest Ballet in a powerhouse program. Pacific Northwest Ballet is recognized as one of the best ballet companies on the continent. Simple, beautiful ballet. DanceVictoria.com for tickets and info. Dance Victoria is sponsored by Dermaspa.
This year, get the Working Opportunity Fund commercialization shares working for you. Receive extra tax savings of up to 30% with the added bonus of dividend payments of up to 25% over a three-year period. An RSP investment that delivers the tax savings and dividends you deserve. The Working Opportunity Fund commercialization shares. Invest today. Shares of the fund are sold by Prospectus. Go to growthworks.ca for details and limitations. Dividends are not guaranteed.
Listen to the Connor Financial Report every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Frankly speaking, you can't afford to miss it.
Hi, this is Terry Moore. You got a scraped bumper? Don't put it off. Come down and see the boys at Island Color. They'll make it seem like that scrape never happened. And you're selling your car or you're at the end of your lease? Bring it to Island Detail. From car washes by hand to shiny showroom detailing, Island Detail will make your car look amazing. Island Detail and Island Color at 740 Princess Street. Online at islanddetail.ca.
We are back in the studio with Vicki Sanders. I was also going to say, Vicki, the bridal affair is coming up tomorrow. Dennis is busy, of course, setting that up, so couldn't be with us today. But they've got all kinds of things for the bride to be. You're not in that position right now, are you?
No.
Or know any brides-to-be?
I don't even actually know any brides-to-be. It's amazing, isn't it?
Well, there'll be lots coming up. I'm getting to that age group.
I got three grand. I got granddaughters, but...
Oh, yeah. Well, you'll be there. And this is like everything you want.
Not soon,
about
I hope.
Not soon, no. Everything that you know you want and all the professionals. They've got a special guest, too, which is Bachelor Canada. Bianca, who was the chosen one, is going to be there. And she was a real fan favorite of people watching. So, we like watching The Bachelor and The Bachelorette.
Do you?
It's a guilty pleasure.
It's a guilty pleasure. Oh, good
it's
for
a
you.
Fun one. So make sure you take that in tomorrow, February 17th, and you get all your information for your wedding coming up. Vicki, all the information at Saanich, of course, you're involved in all kinds of committees and all kinds of layers.
Yes.
Because this is your third term, so how many years? 8 years. Holy man.
Yeah, I know. The time just flies, as the saying goes.
It kind of does.
Are you having fun?
Are you still enjoying it?
I'm still enjoying it. Yeah, I really am. Things have changed in communication in a lot of ways. When I started out, it was phone calls, the book.
It was a pigeon.
Phone calls. Then we went to hundreds of emails a day, and now, you know, it's all Facebook and that. So it's or Twitter, and so it's a whole different way to communicate with people.
Or face-to-face when people see you and start just always complaining, right?
Yeah, face-to-face.
It's usually they want something, isn't it, I'm sure, from you?
No.
Lots
of coffee.
Lots of coffee. If people want something done, Vicki, you know, that's how I got involved with the Mount Tommy Community Association is because we needed sidewalks and crossings and such. And sometimes that's the only way to do things is to really get involved, and then you're part of the process. If people have concerns about their neighborhood, what are the steps they take?
Well, I'm still a firm supporter of community associations. They've changed a lot since, you know, we first started out, Patty, but that's people change too. But I always think that's a good place to go to get support there. And but certainly no question of contacting your neighborhood counselor on issues on the website as the committees that we chair if there's a specific issue. But that's always a great thing to do.
Yeah, and
but
development, right? Because if you have something going in your neighborhood and you have concerns about it or you're for it, you can express those opinions, and then you guys get to form your decisions based on what people feel about
absolutely.
Things.
And I really encourage people. I mean, we don't see as many letters as such, but we get lots of emails. And, you know, Mayor and Council, we have a designated counselor website. We go and get all our information. Best way for myself as a counselor to make my decisions is to get the feedback. And what? How do people really feel about this?
Yeah, I saw Mayor Leonard today on Facebook was saying with the community gardens that, you know, nothing's ever a done deal. People can still make their comments for or against or whatever their concerns are.
Yeah, sometimes people get into that sort of mode about, oh, Saanich has already made up their mind. Absolutely not. Whether it's the community gardens, there's an allotment garden proposed at Saanich Commonwealth Place around there. But it's not a done deal. It's got to have neighborhood input. Another issue you've talked to me about is the proposal of some clay tennis courts at the Cedar Hill Recreation Center. Again, it hasn't had its public process. It will be coming to committee of the whole. And there's two issues. It's the desire to have clay tennis courts. Is there a need? And the other thing is it the correct location being proposed? Mm-hmm. So that'll all be open for discussion. And that's just one of many things.
And that brings up, you know, recreation centers, because that recreation center is so well used. Saanich Rec really has some good programs.
Oh, and, we got some fabulous
between
programs.
These little kids I saw on their little ballet outfits the other day, to senior citizens going out doing art or doing Zumba or whatever, it's really kind of cool to see.
It's very, very diverse. So the big thing that's happening with council right now is budget, of course.
Is that fun?
As we're talking about money, if you want to talk in the big monies and the millions of money.
That's big
money.
But
when we're discussing budget process, the public can just look on Saanich's website or in the weekly newspaper notification on Thursdays what part of the budget we're at. It's open for the public to come to speak to. So there's those opportunities. Plus on the Saanich website is the, what are we calling it, a draft financial plan 2013-17. So if people really want to see where we're proposing to spend the tax dollars and what the items are, just take a look and again, come back and speak to council about it and question.
And you find that having so much experience now that it's great to have that because you've been in the community, you're a counselor, so you kind of know the needs of people that come to you and can answer a lot of stuff now
I personally feel the counselors that come through the community, whether they've been involved in community association or just been involved in any way, that really understand the process, understand the people, that they hit the ground running.
Right, because there's a lot to know. Now, Heritage, it's Heritage Week
next week,
and you're heavily involved in that.
Yes, I have a Heritage Home, registered Heritage Home, so, of course, I have a great passion for that. If people go to the Saanich website, again, it's listed. There's some opportunities at the Saanich Archives, which was in the Centennial Branch Library over at the Perks. There's going to be two lots of speakers. There's going to be an open house. Check that out on the Saanich website. It's also available on the Greater Victoria Library website. I'm going to be attending one of the speakers in the opening. So that's an exciting time.
I know. I've heard your speech when you talked about Heritage Homes in our neighborhood to a group, and it was so cool to think, oh, I drive by that one and to see what the history was and who owned it at like hundreds of years ago. And it's really fascinating.
And what is so great is these organizations or these small groups have taken off in neighborhoods. Prospect Lake did a great little book about their pioneers. And this group in Royal Oak, they meet at Crumsby's once a month. And they just started. I went for the inaugural meeting, had their archivist there. And they've just taken off and getting stories, and they've got a blog up there, and it's wonderful. You just Google Royal Oak Schoolhouse, right in the little
waistcoat. And there's committees, too, right, that people can join
committees.
If they want to join that. There's no end of volunteer service.
Advisory committees. So if people want to know anything about that, I'm available to contact at any time.
What's your contact? Your Twitter, Facebook, and
everything else.
So how do people do that?
VickySanders.com is www.VickySanders.com is my website.
All the links are
Vicky
there.
VickySanders@telos.net. Sanders, Vicky, Twitter.
Look at you go, girl. Holy mackerel.
That's because I'm also a Toastmaster.
Oh, you're a Toastmaster. That's right. And you're good at that. That is scary stuff.
I wanted to throw that in.
Holy Hannah. Scary. You're like the Grand Poobah of Toastmasters.
No.
Anyways, until we meet again, TJ, thank you as always. I hope you get out there. Enjoy. There's the home show, the bridal fair. Enjoy the day. Get out and have a walk with your dog. Bye.